Are frozen embryos children? I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. The recent Alabama case involved embryos created in vitro and accidentally destroyed at the fertility clinic where they were being preserved. There, as is typical in vitro fertilization, an egg and a sperm were joined in a lab to create an embryo that can be stored for decades. The adult sued under the state's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act, and the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that the fact that the embryos had existed only in a lab and had never been implanted in a uterus was irrelevant. They said that the laboratory embryos were children, unborn children, regardless of their, in the court's words, location. The rationale? Life begins at fertilization. Those fertilized eggs in the lab were children, unborn children, in the Chief Justice's words, little people. In response to the in vitro decision, the Alabama legislature passed a law that protects IVF clinics from lawsuits. But the Alabama case and its rationale remain. Under Dobbs, that's the Supreme Court case that reversed Roe v. Wade, women no longer have the right to make their own reproductive choices. That decision is now up to the government. So, what used to be a woman's right to choose is now a matter of legislative roulette. And as the croupier says at the table, round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.